Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Practical Radicals podcast. I'm Deepak Bhargava.
And I'm Stephanie Luce. We just co-authored the book Practical Radicals, Seven Strategies to Change the World. We were motivated by one guiding question. How do underdogs facing far stronger opponents sometimes win?
The key is strategy. Now, there have been some great books written about strategy, from Sun Tzu's The Art of War to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. But we sensed that progressives today need a strategy upgrade and a new guide that draws on the best lineages of strategic thinking, both from underdogs and from overdogs. The stakes are so high on so many issues: preserving and improving multiracial democracy, stopping climate change, addressing economic and racial injustice. Being right on the issues or just having a good analysis aren't enough. We owe it to each other to develop strategies that allow us to get from the broken world as it is to the better world that could be.
We did a lot of research on how underdogs and overdogs have strategized to achieve big victories. And we talked with dozens of today's leading organizers and thinkers. Maurice Mitchell of the Working Families Party will share his hope for transformative change.
The power to be able to shift the overall conditions in our culture and our society, that is the unique power of social movements.
Longtime progressive leader Elise Hogue will reveal what we can learn from the right skill at building broad coalitions.
I don't really think that the Koch brothers have a strong opinion on abortion. I think what they do have a strong opinion on is that there aren't a lot of people willing to knock doors to make them more money.
Legendary scholar and activist Frances Fox Piven will challenge us to think differently about the relationship between social movements and electoral politics.
The idea that the electoral path and the movement path, there's two separate paths, never the twain shall meet. That was the sort of 1960s idea. It's completely wrong. It's just wrong, factually, historically wrong. The great victories that movements win are crafted and cemented in electoral politics.
And historian Manisha Sinha will reveal what we can still learn today from the movement to abolish slavery.
You know, I think one of the big lessons of the abolition movement is the fact that they tended in the end to be very radical in their goals, but very pragmatic in implementation.
Our book grew out of a graduate class that Stephanie and I co-taught for several years called Power and Strategy at the City University of New York School of Labor and Urban Studies. We first offered the class soon after I left 16 years as head of Community Change, a national support center for community organizing in the U.S. Stephanie had been an activist and a leading scholar of the labor movement for decades. We had so much fun teaching together, and I learned so much from her. Together, we recruited students to the class who were experienced community and labor organizers and campaigners to really go on a journey with us to learn more about strategy. We learned as much from them as we taught. Working on this book together really renewed my faith that another world is possible with better strategy.
So we're so excited to share our most important discoveries, as well as some amazing conversations. So please check out our debut episode on strategy. And please spread the word about the Practical Radicals podcast. Also, there's a lot in the book that we weren't able to fit into the podcast. So grab a copy of Practical Radicals, Seven Strategies to Change the World from your local library or wherever books are sold. We've created a discussion guide, which you can find in the show notes. And the book offers a bunch of worksheets and tools to put the material into practice. Our hope is to help underdogs everywhere develop their strategy skills. Our podcast and our book are for activists, organizers, and anyone hoping to win the fight for a better society. We hope you'll join us.